Hello.
Welcome back.
Back to the Bun Me and Buzz podcast.
My epic green sweater is back. I forgot it in the past couple episodes, so it's back. Just continuity.
Just in case you were wondering where her sweater went. Right. Yeah, it's
really
back.
Important.
The green dino sweater. The green infamous. Dino sweater.
The other day, I was talking to my boyfriend's dad about something, and he's like, oh, I like your sweater, I like the color. And then I was like, oh yeah, thanks, I was wearing this sweater. And he said, well, I also like the dark lines. And I was like, oh, and they're dinosaurs. And he's like, oh
no way. And this is men, they notice one thing at a time, I think.
He was trying, he's, you know, A for effort.
Yeah, he's giving you a compliment and you take that.
And I did. Yeah. I really did. Mm-hmm. Anyways, wow. This will be posted on Christmas. If you're watching
after
this.
After Christmas.
If you're watching this, it's after Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I hope you had a great Christmas.
Or.
With family and friends. Or, like, friends only. I don't know.
No, that's not what I meant. Oh. I just meant, like if you're Jewish, then right. It's Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Not that they don't have a family.
Oh, I don't know why I went there. I really don't.
It's okay.
I'm just trying to be inclusive to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, you guys aren't really religious.
No.
Right? Mine neither. It's just a long break for us.
Yeah, I mean, but you're Buddhist, right? Like, your parents
family, yeah. They're, like, I'm from Vietnam, so that's, like, the
if you didn't know, she's from Vietnam, guys. Okay. If you haven't watched the previous episodes.
I wear the sweater and I'm from Vietnam.
Yes, that is her M.O.
It is my M.O. So yeah, we usually just like go somewhere
like
for Christmas break.
Oh, like where though? I'm very curious. Like are you talking road trip vibes?
Yeah.
Road trip. Austin, so or like Dallas or this is a weird vibe here today. We just had veggie burgers.
A little bit crunch, like just a bit like on just, something. We just seem like we're on something. This happens every once so often. We just kind of let go, you know, and things just
things just flow. We let go and let things flow.
But yeah, we would just, when I was in school, we just go to, like, you know, Vegas or
Vegas,
New York, like you know, drive like all the way to Nevada,
cities
like,
and stuff.
Yeah, so we do road trip, West Coast, East Coast, Florida. Because, you know, you get, like, 2-3 weeks off for school, so that's where we went. I don't know that you asked the question.
Nice.
What do you guys do?
We used to go to, road trip to San... No. Oh my gosh, what?
Like, the same place every time?
It was Santa Fe in New Mexico, because we wanted to see some snow and build cute little snowmans and...
Have you seen Newsies? You've seen Newsies,
right? We've seen
right?
Newsies yeah. together, I think.
Santa Fe. I don't know the thing, but that's the
it
name
of it. Santa Fe.
It is Santa Fe, but I don't know how it goes.
Santa Fe.
Yeah.
I have a vlog, and we watched it, and we literally said that same thing. Maybe I'll insert a clip, because it's actually, to me, it's funny. I don't know if it'll be funny to the masses, but, you know.
Because we were watching that, and it's like, it's this musical about, like, newspaper boys
in New York
who are, like, fighting for working rights, basically.
They're trying to unionize.
Yeah. And because they're from New York, they're like, what was the phrase?
They got a Boston accent.
Was it Boston?
What if I says we is? Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. Very good. Right, anyways.
Top tier quotes from that play.
From Newsies.
From Newsies. I'm having many a blanks today.
That's okay. I remember there were like 6 of us watching that, and we kept talking because it was really funny, and then my boyfriend would be like, shh. And I'm like, we need to stop. This is a group bonding environment, and you need to let people comment.
Okay, but just so you know, we weren't in a theater.
No,
like, it's one of those plays at the park in Zilker for free, so.
No, that's different.
I thought we went to that one.
We did go to that one, but I'm talking about.
We didn't watch Newsies on the TV.
We did. It was a recording. We 100%
no way.
Did. Yes,
I thought it was
did.
Something else.
No.
Why did we see
watched
that?
Something else and then also that.
We saw it twice.
It was a yes.
Was I really there?
You were there one of the time. Well,
I don't think I was there for the one you saw in the.
I think you definitely did. Because why else would you go to the other one?
No, because I like plays. Like, I would go to... Yes, I would. Yeah. What are you talking about? You're shaking your head.
As in, she does like play, but I also think that she watched it.
I don't think I watched.
I think this is a lie.
Where did we watch it on? Like,
it was at Brian's apartment.
Are they famous actors?
Yeah, it was the version with Christian Bale. But when he was little, it was a re-recording.
Okay, maybe it's coming back to me a little bit.
This is exactly what I'm saying. Do you see this? I was just waving at it. I think it's coming back. This is so whatever. Anyways, that's a good movie. What about bad movies?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so me and my parents were like, ooh, let's watch a little movie. We're like, okay. My dad, he goes, let's watch this new Ben Stiller movie called The Nutcracker.
Like, how right? new? Like, this year?
Yeah, like, this year. And it's about, like, it says it's based off a true story, and it's, the plot is, I'm gonna tell you the plot, because don't watch this movie, because it sucks, okay? Like, this is the same level as Uglies was to me, personally, because I just did not like it at all.
I haven't seen it.
At all.
But I believe her.
Yeah, so... The premise of the movie is that there's these four boys, and they're pretty young. They grow up on a farm, but then suddenly their parents die. And that's so sad, you know? I was like, oh no, like, I was invested in the movie. I liked it. It was okay for the plot. And then I'm looking up after, like, oh, I wonder, you know, what happened. Because so basically they're orphans, right? And then their uncle comes and, like, falls in love with them and decides to adopt them.
I would clear that up. Fall in love with them how?
Like, a familial love. What the heck?
I just am.
Get your mind out of here. It's a movie.
Covering my bases. Continue.
So, yes, he's this, like, corporate, like, businessman. Okay. Ben Stiller is the uncle.
It's the uncle.
He's the main character, and he goes and, like, adopts them at the end of the movie. And it's really cute and wholesome. And so now I'm like, oh, because the actors, the three boys, are actually brothers. And they're actually, like, they live in that house on the farm. Four. Oh, did I say three? I'm holding up four. I mean okay. Four.
Got it. For our listeners.
Yeah. Okay. So there's four boys, and they're all actual brothers, and they all actually, like, lived on the farm. So I'm thinking, like, oh, wow, like, this is, you know, that's really sad. And it's cool how they got to make the movie and stuff like that. Like, that's really cool. So after the movie, I would give it maybe, like, a solid 6-7. Like, it was okay. It's cute. I like the story. Then I'm looking up, like, the real uncle and the real story.
Okay.
It's a fake story. Like,
oh, so they never got adopted.
Their parents are not dead. They are Nepo babies. You know how they made that movie? How they got to make that movie? It's because their mom knew the director in college, and the director came over one day and was like, oh, wow, your boys are so, like, silly, goofy, quirky. And, like, this house that y'all live in is so silly, goofy. Like, let's make a movie. And that made me so mad. I was like, okay, this whole movie.
Was it supposed to be?
The plot sucks now because it's not real.
Wait, hang on. I was really confused this entire time.
Yeah, me too.
So you don't like it because it's not real?
Yeah.
But the actual movie is okay.
I don't... No, no, it's not even okay, because now it makes it even worse. Because I was giving it sympathy points.
Oh!
Because I'm saying, like, it's a 6-7 out of 10 when I was, like, experiencing it. And, like, thinking that it was a real... Like, based off a true story.
But why did you think it was based off a true story? Did it say
it says it's based off a true story. That's why I was led astray.
Okay, I see.
That's why I was so angry when I found out that it's not actually, like... It's just based
what
on the boys
about
lie.
It. Yeah.
Oh, so it's based on the boys, like, living, I guess,
but
how they interact with each other. That's what I'm saying. It pissed me off so bad. And now, yeah, don't watch that movie. nepotism. That's what that is.
I was okay. So I think that the part that sucks about it is that, like, it says based on the true story, and then proceeds to tell
it's false advertising. Right,
proceeds to tell you that how their parents died, and then.
And then they didn't actually, like, I'm not saying I want their parents to die. Right. Like, that's not what I'm saying.
Just don't say that it's true when it's not true.
Yeah, just say, like, oh, you know, they're brothers, how cool. Like, not that it's based off, like, their life.
That's weird. So what was, like, the movie?
What do you mean?
Like, other than the part where their parents die
and the uncle adopts them.
The uncle adopts them. Like, what? Like, what was in the middle? Like,
that's what I'm saying. It wasn't a great movie. Besides, because the whole time I'm thinking, like, oh, these are real events that are happening, yeah. And that's what makes it good, you know. Mm-hmm. But then to find out it's not even like a great movie because the plot is like weird and like long, too long.
Emotional manipulation.
I was so don't fall for so it. Manipulated.
Do you like Ben Stiller?
I don't know. I think I only know him from The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, that's true.
No,
The Nightmare Museum. Yeah. Nightmare. I knew what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a mood.
That's okay. Because I know he was in, like, Zoolander, and, like, I never really watched
I don't know if I watched that one either.
But I feel like his comedy's a bit too, like, exaggerated for me.
So, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really, like, I guess it was comedy, but it wasn't, like, over the top. I wouldn't say it was over the top. Like, I don't think it's his usual...
Yeah. Well, he also made, there's a show that I really love that it's not a comedy, like, at all.
Okay.
It's called Severance.
I think you've talked about it. I've talked about it. I think you told me about it.
So, it's with the guy from Parks and Rec, Ben from Parks and Rec, like, Leslie Knope's. She doesn't know.
I don't know.
You know. Yeah. And Ben, so they made it, and it's, like, this, like, really, like, it's a drama, and it's really, really good, but it's just, like, two guys, like, from, like, comedy background. And that's, like, what I like. But other than that, I don't really know where he's from. What other things, except for the museum one?
I don't know. I don't know what else he's in, but that movie sucks, and don't watch it.
This, we're gonna have a movie review. Just, like, if it's bad, you're gonna hear about it. If it's bad, you're going to hear about it.
I'm not even like a movie bluff.
It's bluff? Buff. That would be a good title. The segment, the movie bluff, all the bad movies that you should not see because they're tricking you because it's horrible.
Yes. I think we should keep this going. I think this should be a segment. It will get me to watch more movies, that's for sure.
Oh, speaking of bad movies.
Oh, here we go.
Unfrosted. This is not a new movie. I've watched this a few months back. Jerry Seinfeld made this movie. It's unfunny. It's very unfunny.
It's a Christmas movie, is it?
I don't know.
Unfrosted?
So it's about... No. Not based on the name. It is not a Christmas movie. It's about the creation of the Pop-Tart. And guys, I got into like a Jerry Seinfeld like
rabbit hole.
I was like rabbit hole because I was watching a bunch of interviews because I watched Curb Your Enthusiasm, which you don't know. Yes. So
she clocked me so hard there.
So Larry David. Okay, hang on.
I know Larry David.
Okay, he's the creator of Seinfeld. And Jerry Seinfeld co-created the show together.
Okay.
And so they're, like, very popular, right, back in the day.
Okay.
And they stopped it when it was popular. So it's kind of, the legacy is preserved. Mm. And then Larry David created a show called Curb Your Enthusiasm, where he plays himself, similar to Seinfeld, but it's, like, an exaggerated version of himself.
Okay.
So he gets into all sorts of trouble. And so and Curb Your Enthusiasm is a good show. Like, it's a really good show. It's the one where the ending is da 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 da. Hang on, you know what? She's not gonna. I'm not gonna. Anyways, ignore that. I don't know why I thought that I was gonna.
No. Maybe you spoke to the audience though. Like that could have clicked for them. That could have clicked for somebody. Yeah, if it clicked for you, leave a comment. Make me feel supported in that moment, please. Because I did not.
But anyways, so he has a show, Curb Your Enthusiasm, and because he plays himself, Seinfeld's on it for a couple of episodes, And so, and I really liked the show, so I went down, like, a Larry David rabbit hole, and then I went down Jerry Seinfeld rabbit hole. So I thought, like, there was a lot of interviews. He was funny and everything. And so I was like, oh, it's interesting. So he was promoting this one movie that was going to come out called Unfrosted, the you know, invention of Pop-Tart. And then also Seinfeld, for those who don't know, he voiced Barry B. Benson in the B-movie. And he made the B-movie.
Oh.
So. Wow.
The more you know.
And it's the certified hood classic, right? So I was like, I was like, this is going to, like, you know, I was convinced. I said, it's going to be funny.
Uh-huh.
It was very, very...
Unfunny?
Unfunny.
Was it, like an actual...
Amy Schumer in it.
Oh. Was it an actual, like, documentary? Or, like, it was just trying to be...
It was supposed to be, like, a comedy movie.
About
like,
a Pop-Tart?
About, like, the invention of the Pop-Tart, like, dramatized version. And I guess for kids, it's fine. But also don't. It was very bad.
Really?
So don't watch it.
Okay. Yeah, that's so... Those are your two not movie recommendations.
For the day, yeah.
For the day.
Movie We're buff, very being very, buffs. Like, negative on Christmas for the Christmas episode, I feel.
Ooh. Ooh. Yeah, you're right. How do we spin this? How do we left turn out of this?
I don't know. So I have one here. You don't have Spotify.
No.
I don't have Spotify.
Oh, right. The Spotify so we don't wrapped. Have Spotify no, around. We don't have. It just came out, right? Yeah.
I think so. For do the you, does Amazon partake. Music does anything?
Yeah. So I used to not, and I was kind of sad and got FOMO because I was like, I want to know, though.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I try and do not disturb every time, and it doesn't work every time.
She just got so many notifications out there. But yeah, I used to be really FOMO and like, I want to know who I listen to a lot. I want to know who my top artists are.
Yeah.
So yeah, previously Amazon Music did not, but I think what we got this year and last year was just, it's just a playlist of our most played songs.
Yeah.
What it's is not your... any sets like stats or anything.
What's your most played song?
I haven't looked at it. Oh,
that's mine.
I think this is my best guess of what it would be. I think it's probably some Junie, the Korean like R&B artist.
I don't know.
He's like a smaller artist. I went to see his concert and I
feel really like I've heard this.
Liked it.
Yeah.
And so I listened to Aura. Stream that song. It's so good. So that's in my top. I had guesses, I just...
That's okay.
Now they're gone.
One, it's enough.
Okay.
But did you hear how, like, people were saying that, like, Spotify just, like, messed it up?
No, I did not.
Yeah, a bunch of people were saying that it's just incorrect because last year the CEO fired, like, half the staff who's in charge of, like, the Spotify Wrapped stuff. And so, like, the algorithm just, like, messed it up. So a lot of people's stuff
so
is wrong.
So it's not accurate at all?
So, some people might, some people might not. But they're saying that, like, it's just not... like right.
Oh,
so
see
a lot of CEOs doing thing in hot waters. I don't know. And a year
elitist, you know. All of them.
Do you have any New Year's resolution?
Gym more. Update, guys, I did get a gym membership. And I have been going.
I do want to say that she did say last time that she was going to get it immediately after. She did not. But it did happen, so.
It was pretty shortly after, okay? It was like a day or two after. I just had to make sure some stuff were in check before I actually bit the bullet and got it. But I did get it, and I have been going like 2-3 times a week. I'm trying to up it slowly more, but I think next year my goal will be to go at least 3 times a week.
I feel like it'd be really annoying in January where, like, everyone and their mom
is
going to be there.
This is true, but also, I'm fun employed, so I'll go during the times that
no one
is there.
But don't you have to study for the CPA exam?
Yeah, you're right. This is a very depressing episode, guys. I don't know what to say. I'm just...
not really in the Christmas spirit today.
Okay, let's see. What are my other goals? I want to start live streaming more, I think, because
yes.
TikTok is going poo-poo, bye-bye.
Do you think it's actually going to happen?
So, We all know they've been saying this for a while, but I think it just came to the Supreme Court, right?
Or, it was the federal court.
Or federal
court. So Supreme Court will be the next last step.
Yeah, and they could deny the whatever or not. So, I mean, I got to prepare for the worst, I think. So I enjoyed it. I tried it out a couple times on YouTube because I was too scared to go on TikTok Live. Because I have too many mutuals on there that I don't want to see me and cringe at me. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was a fun experience and I would like to do it more. Those are my goals.
Okay. But, okay, so your goals is to... So for the New Year's, you want to stream on TikTok?
No, I want to stream in, like, live stream in general.
Oh, in general, okay.
I didn't say on TikTok.
I don't know, that's just, like, where people do. I just said
TikTok is going away. I just said that.
Whatever.
What are your goals?
thinking about
she got none.
I think, just to be more, probably more consistent with, like, walking and stuff. I got a treadmill. That's good. Like, a walking pad.
Oh, you did?
I did. Not on Black Friday.
Oh.
I got it like a week or 2 weeks before. And then I traveled, so I literally have not used it.
Well, you know. So no time like the present.
Just to walk on there more. Okay. And then, I just went to Denver and I got some soap from a Christmas market. So I'd like to start making soap. I feel like that would be a fun idea.
Mm. Yeah.
She said she's watched a lot of videos
soap. I don't know why, but I went down a rabbit hole of, like, people making soap, and it looks cool, but it's just kind of, like, a long process. Yeah. Low-key. But hey,
but I want to see what it is. I'm in my, because I was doing pottery, like, a few months ago, and I'm going to do soap. I just want to get into the... You know,
into the groove,
into the, you know, it's cottage core a little bit. Just like, I want to make things with my hands, you know.
Just like, I want to get back to my roots.
Yeah.
And actually, you should go to the Run Fest.
I don't know.
Me and our friend were talking about this.
Okay.
And we were like, we should all go.
Okay.
On the weekends, because apparently, I don't know, maybe I said this in the last episode, but they have weekends where it's adults only, and that's where they get wild, in the daytime.
Do I want...
No, not like get wild, but like...
That's what you
like,
said!
Like, kind of wild. Like...
I think I would go for the plot, I think.
Just for the plot.
Yeah, yeah.
Just for the story.
Speaking of, oh my god, I was in the airport, and I was scrolling, right? Doom scrolling. And then there was this lady who, apparently, she like... coined the term "do it for the plot." Like, she was the person who originally said it.
Huh? In the airport?
No. Like, I was on my phone in the airport. Not what?
I thought what she meant was that she was sitting in the airport waiting for her flight, and that she saw the girl who coined the term walk by.
How would I know who that is?
That's what I was gonna ask.
Sorry, that was kind of poorly framed.
Yeah. It's okay, I poorly framed.
But
that
I didn't know that there was like one person recently. You know, I just thought it was like whatever.
Wow. What was the video? Like, she just said, hey, I'm the girl who...
Yeah, like, she had it on her wall, like, in her company or whatever. Like, it's just do it for the plot. And she said, like, oh, like, I made this, whatever. It was, like, cooler, but it was a gist of, like, oh, yeah, like, I made this term, coined this term.
Wow.
And she's older. I think she's, like, maybe in her 40s.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah. Because do you know, like, the term, like, keep calm and whatever, whatever? Mm-hmm. That was, like, from the queen, like, Queen Elizabeth. During the war time.
Oh.
Yeah. Because I think it was like keep calm and carry on. Yeah. Mm. So I thought, obviously this was not that, because do for the plot is very whatever, but I thought it was like old. Like, you know, I didn't know.
You thought it was older?
Or something, you know, or like a resurgence of something.
Mm. Mm.
I didn't. But I remember that while I was talking about it.
Great.
Yeah. I also... I wanted to maybe start making, like, short-form content as well. Short compared to this. Because this is a podcast.
Long,
yeah.
This is, like, the definition of long-term.
Because there's, like, a lot of things that I I ask a lot of random questions just in general, and the response is usually like Sierra going, I don't know, and
then just, okay, very true.
That is, and that is her, like, true. Other people, they're like, what are you,
what is the question? But like about content though.
No, so I want to make content answering those questions. Oh, yeah.
I think that would be a good series.
Because I think it's, like, more work, but I think I would have fun doing it just because, like, I just go down rabbit holes anyway. You know, speaking of, actually, chuckling back to the Jerry Seinfeld, because I don't want to get canceled, okay? I said earlier that I went down a rabbit hole and he said a lot of funny things, and so I was kind of like, oh, I want to see his movie. He's also weird. Like, like he has a lot of wisdom in the things that he say now, but, like, when he was, like, in his... like 30s,
like back in the day,
like when he was fully dating a 17-year-old. So I want to make it known that I know that also, and not acting like I'm a Jerry Seinfeld stan, because I do know that, and sharing that information.
17, and he 30. Was
like, no, he was not, he was like maybe like 36 or something. Like
36.
Not like 30, but he was in his 30s. He was dating like a high schooler.
That's crazy. No, that's insane. Yeah. Ew.
I know. I don't know why they do things like that.
It's because they have a lot of money, power.
I guess so.
And then they think that they can do whatever they want. Because that's how P. Diddy's are born.
That's true.
And that's how Jeffrey Epstein's are born. And probably a lot of other people that behind we closed don't know, doors... Yeah. You don't know. Thumbnail. That's a thumbnail.
Did you hear about Sabrina Carpenter and Barry Keoghan?
Yes, that was one thing that I wanted to put on there. Oh my god, he cheated on her.
Do you believe that, or do you? Because you believe that it was fake. So do you think that it's just like, oh, this is how they break up? Or do you think it's real now?
No, I kind of believe that. I still believe that it was fake and that this is his way out. But also I'm thinking like, about it too. Why would he want to make a bad reputation for himself by the story being him cheating?
Because did you know? Like, he, like, deactivated his Instagram.
No, I didn't know. That's crazy.
Because he tweeted something. And he said, yeah.
Did he confirm, like...
No, he was just saying that, like, please, like, stop harassing me and my baby son and my my parents. Like, there are people, like, outside their house. Yeah, so, like, he, like, deactivated his Instagram and stuff like that.
Which
makes me think, like, maybe this is not maybe fake. Maybe it's real. And not the cheating, because I don't know. But, like, as in, like... Like, they dated and they broke up and now it's, like, bad or whatever.
I don't know. My theory is that it was a fake relationship. And then, since it was a fake relationship, they could have side pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so, this is just a theory.
Who said that? Who started the whole thing that, like, he cheated? Like, who's the source?
That's a great question.
Because, like, how did this start?
That's a great question.
If you know, let us know. But what
I
do you think?
I think there had been stories where, like, blind items, you know, about their relationship. Do you know blind item? So blind items are, like, news outlets will get these from people close to the celebrities.
Like,
yeah. And then, and then they'll, like, kind of... say it cryptically about who it's supposed to be about. So it could be about anybody, but, like, you kind of can tell who it's about.
Yeah.
And so there have been rumors that he has been cheating on her for in the recent months. So, and I don't know. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Cheating bad. Don't do that.
Cheating is bad.
Just break up.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, why... Why do it?
Because coward. I think, yeah. Or you're not strong enough to leave, and then...
I guess there's also two types, right? Like, one where, like, you're cheating with one person consistently versus the other one where you just, like...
Like a one-night stand kind of vibe.
So you just still want another person to take care of you and to, like, be there for you, but then you also...
Want the... Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is really depressing.
This is really bad.
This is like the most depressing episode. Why? We got a lot of... You know why? Because the world is coming to shit. It's the end of 2024 and people are like, it's time. It's time to play the game. Do you know the guy? Do you know the guy?
What? Who?
The guy on Instagram who like sings and he goes, it's time to play the game. It's time to play the game. You don't know that guy?
I don't know him. He sings? What does he sing about?
He just sings random songs. And that was one of them that went viral, and then I will insert it because if you know, you know. I feel how you feel now.
I don't know. I mean, it's fine. We're also so bad at explaining things. We're just like, okay. Yeah. Move on.
That's very true.
You know, have you also seen, like, have you seen Wicked yet?
No, I want to. I really want to, though.
Have you seen, like, the press tour and all that stuff?
The finger holding?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little weird.
What is?
The interview.
Where she was...
Well, it's not about the finger.
What is weird about,
like,
it?
Have you seen the... So, like...
Maybe I haven't seen the full interview. So, here's the thing. Interview.
I'm going to preface this. I think they can do whatever they want. If they're emotional, then they're... Like, that's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
But I also think that... Because they're out there, you know... So, like, if somebody has an opinion, they can say it. Basically, like, during the whole press conference... People have been saying how, like, they're just, like, way too emotional about everything. Like, every single question. Like, they cry in every single interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which, again, like, I'm like, if you are emotional, then sure. Like, sure. But I'm also feeling like, if I feel like it's silly, I think it's fine to also say this. That's a little funny, right? Yeah. So, in this particular interview with the finger holding, the interviewer was saying, oh, have you seen that people have been holding space for the lyrics of Defying Gravity? And then Cynthia goes,
I didn't know they were doing that.
I didn't know they were doing that. That's very powerful. That's what I wanted. Right? And so everybody's like, what did she even ask? And what is that answer? like, what does that mean?
That is us on a daily basis, though. You know what I mean? So I can't even fault her for that.
Did you see the interview of Ariana Grande answering question about that interview?
No.
So it's like finger, and then Ariana Grande was like, holding her finger, right? And Ariana Grande literally said, like, I didn't really know what was being asked. Like, honestly, like, yeah, I didn't really understand. Yeah. But I just knew that I, like, wanted to be there for her. So I just held her finger. But I didn't understand the question. And I really didn't understand the answer. And I don't really understand the moment. But, like, I was just there for her. Which is, like,
yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. But that's just so funny.
That's a little silly. You know, a little silly moment. I think that's fine.
Yeah. I really want to see it, though. I heard that it's very good.
Me too. I keep hearing that it's very good.
Does your friend like it? Because I'm surrounded by people who don't like it. As in, like, they haven't watched it and they don't like it.
What?
Because they're haters.
No, people around me, most of them are like, okay. We want to see it.
Yeah. Didn't see that.
I almost dropped my mic for the audio listeners out there.
So,
I'm excited to see it.
Do you like have the Christmas movies that you watch? Or not really. Because I know, like, Harry Potter is like a Christmas movie series. Yeah, like everybody watched like Harry Potter. Like Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Whereas it's not actually a Christmas movie, but like people watch it during Christmas. That's
interesting.
Like a thing. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I like to watch the cute ones, like the Hallmark animated
one.
No,
okay,
like the animated ones or like the claymation ones.
The claymation,
like,
ones,
like Santa Claus Coming to Town. Like,
there's some, that's a movie,
I think,
or
so.
Is it just like a 10 minute video?
No, there's a movie with okay. It and there's like a Yeti in there. You don't know this one? And then they have a Rudolph one too, where the nose glows.
A Yeti,
like an abominable snowman.
Oh!
You know what I'm talking about?
I was like, what are you talking about? Why are you doing product placement for Yeti right now? In the movie.
I'm not. They're not. We're not.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, though.
Oh my god, this is like classic. Like, I love these ones. When I was growing up, I watched them all the time because they were always on the TV.
What do you mean they were all the way on TV? Like, you put them on? Or
No.
Or how does it get on the TV? Like, what are you saying right now?
Like, on one of the channels, it would be on. Like, that's the whole channel. It would just be, like, those types of movies.
I literally have never heard of this genre of movies.
Maybe. Well, it was, like, when I was pretty young.
So you still watch it every year? Or, not every year, but, like...
Not every year, but, like... I don't know. I'm just trying to think. Like, it's just cute animated ones. Like, Prep and Landing. Have you heard of that one?
No.
They're like kids movies. I like to watch the cheesy kids movies. Cause it, Polar Express.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Recently, though. Last year.
Mm. Hot chocolate.
See, I don't know it that much to know that. Because I literally just watched it last year and I fell asleep. Because it was very cozy and I was tired.
That's fair. It's not nostalgic for you, so.
It's true.
I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, those are the movies that I like.
I really want to start watching, like, the Hallmark ones. The really cheesy, horrible ones. I feel that would be so funny.
I have watched many of them. I tried to watch... There's a new one on Netflix about, like, the Pentatonix are in it. Yeah, they're in it, and then something, what's like, she needs to, I don't remember what it's called.
Is it with Lindsay Lohan, or which one?
No. Okay. I want to watch that one, though.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, but this one, she basically meets this guy at the airport, but they're both in relationships. But they're just talking, like, as friends, and then they're like, but, like, what if, like, in a year? Because her thing is, she always goes to the Pentatonix concert, like, it's her yearly thing. And then this is Hallmark. You're cringing right now, but this is what.
No, but this is why I like it.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm
gonna commit a relationship, but what if a year from now?
Yeah, so a year from now, they're like, okay, if we're both single, we'll meet up at the Pentatonix concert. Okay, and so she's like,
how much did you think Pentatonix get paid for this?
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. It was just not a good. I couldn't even finish it because. It was just so, it was too cheesy. Like, I know they are cheesy, and I've seen some.
Did you watch it alone?
Cheesy. No, I watched it with my mom.
Okay.
Because we thought it would be cute, and like, haha, Pentatonix are in it.
Right.
We like the Pentatonix.
Do you know Pentatonix coming to Texas?
No, I didn't know that.
For a concert?
Mm. Are you going to go?
I will be out of the country, unfortunately. It's really sad, guys. Everything's
well, like, you're
going
to be out of the country. That's fun. That's not sad.
It's Pentatonix.
I'm sorry, but I would pick travel over Pentatonix any day, I think.
Yeah. I also think like that those kind of, like, movies are, like, it's better if you, you watch it with a hater. It's going to be very fun.
Yeah, I just, yeah.
Because watching it expecting that you will like it will not yield.
Yeah.
Would not yield. Yeah,
It was not yielding in that moment. I was like, oh, God.
But also, 10-year anniversary for Interstellar is right now.
Mm.
So I watched it yesterday for the first time. And it was very good. But we were sitting next to this guy who, like, was on something, man. Like, literally 10 minutes into the movie, he started crying, like, sobbing. Hands in his eyes, like, leaning forward.
Like, audibly sobbing?
Like, audibly sobbing in a scene that, like, it's not... It's 10 minutes into the movie. Right? And so, I didn't sit there directly next to him because my boyfriend was next to me. But I was like, what's going on, right? And he was there for, like, 20 minutes. Like, he was crying for 20 minutes. And then he was like, he left, he got up, got out of the theater and back like 5 or 6 times during the movies. And we got really good seats, like straight in the middle. So every single time he leaves, it's like all of these people, right? And I'm pretty sure he was like swaying, like he wasn't stable. So I was thinking that he was either drunk or on something, you know what I mean? And he just kept like, crying the entire time. And so I didn't know this, but my boyfriend told me that. So I don't know if you guys know, but the Cornfield Chase is the theme of it's really famous. You know the music, you just don't know the name.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So it's like the theme of Interstellar, right? Mm-hmm. And so the and it plays a lot of the time during the movies, and he fully was like doing like his hand motions, like conducting and like playing the like playing air piano every single time the song came on. And he was crying and he was like, whatever. And I'm like, dude, like in my mind, I'm just like, he's probably like just tripping on acid. And so this is a really overwhelming movie for him right now. And it's very loud, right? Because we're in IMAX. And so our theory is that he keeps standing up to leave to like to throw up or something. And I'm just like, just stay there. Don't come back. You're not going to enjoy this movie. It's not going to get better. So the entire time, that was happening.
Oh, wow. What an experience that must have been.
It was crazy.
Yeah. I haven't watched Interstellar, but I want to.
It's really good. Mm. I get it. It was Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway and everybody else in it.
Mm. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun. You know the song?
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's from Interstellar. Hans Zimmer.
Right.
Same guy who did Kung Fu Panda.
Right.
Uguay Ascends. That's him.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. I think you know. You know. But if you there's still tickets, you know, get it.
For Pentatonix?
No, for the Interstellar.
Oh.
Then get, then see it if you can. That'd be a good movie to see. What are we talking about?
Dude? I don't know.
Literally, what are we talking about?
I don't know. Oh, we've gone past the point of no return.
I think we did hit that 30 minutes ago. if I can be really honest. But do you have any plans for the new year?
Any plans?
Other than resolutions.
No. Oh, no. I really do want to get like a.
Okay.
I really want to get a planner. I've been on like planner TikTok, so everybody.
I'm sorry.
And coloring TikTok.
Like a physical planner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they all are getting this Hapanichi like planner. It's like a thing. It's
is it
like
Japanese?
Yes. Okay. And so it's like $40 and everybody's like either there's one side, so I'm deep into planner
right,
TikTok. Right.
There's protagonist Hapanichi and antagonist Hapanichi.
Yes, there's pro versus not pro. Okay, so
anti?
The pros are anti.
Yeah.
Yes. So the pros are like, you gotta get this planner, it's like the best planner ever.
Okay. Da-da-da-da. What's good about it?
I mean, it's like a pocket size, like this wide pocket size, and like, you know, and it has, I mean, the formatting is just really nice. And honestly, yeah, I do like the features that they have.
Okay.
Like the monthly spread, the weekly spreads are laid out in a way that I prefer them to be laid out in. And the other people are like, no, no, no. It's $40, guys. Get the dupes. Because the dupes are the
cheaper.
Same thing, and they're cheaper, and so they're having this whole debate, and now I'm debating what type of planner I should get, and I don't know because there's so many opinions out there, and then I don't know.
Do you usually
no
this is how consumerism works, guys.
I'm being got no
but literally no because this is what it is, right? They put this like thing that you don't have, and they're like, oh, pro against, but now you feel like you have to have some kind of it.
This is not this is true.
But, no, you cannot convince me.
But what I'm saying is I have had planners before. It's
when was the last time that you had a planner?
A long ago that it was that I had a planner. And so but what I'm saying is and what I will say is
you're not saying anything right
exactly. So
this episode's different, guys. It's just it's something else. I really don't know how to describe it.
Editing this is not gonna be fun. I'll just say that. I will say, I had like a bullet journal. Like I made my own type of planner. 2017.
So 8 years ago. And now you're going to get another one.
Yes.
Because there's a debate about the $40 planner.
The $40 planner is not, guys. It's not. It's because I want to get my life on track, okay? And I want to.
I doubt 100 right now. The planner is really what's. Whatever. I'm an anti-planner in general.
You're an anti-planner?
Habadachi or whatever. Hop daddies, whatever. I don't know, okay? Just in general. I don't.
Wait, so, but, like, do you use planners? Like, no. Have you used a planner ever?
I have, and they never work. I believe that they work for people, but I just the action of writing things down doesn't really work for me, like, physically. Yeah. Like, I don't, like, go through my day and, like, do, like, you know, do the whole thing, like, to-do list, whatever. So, I just use, like, Google Calendar. And, like, I use, like, digital stuff, like, reminders and stuff. Because the thing about using a planner is you have to remember to open it.
That's the thing, though. Like, I do like writing things.
Yeah.
Like, and physically, I think you would on paper. Because like I have this journal that I've been writing in, and then I think.
And I just
and I bought them. Some new journals from.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I know where you're. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm excited for this year to be journaling.
I have a story.
Oh my gosh.
I have a story. So I just got back from Denver, right? And it was a really good trip.
Yeah.
But so you know Kitchen Nightmares, where like Gordon Ramsay goes and fixes a restaurant, but they just yell at each other for 40 minutes.
Fucking raw.
The dough is raw, right? Like, that's like it's greasy, whatever, right?
Sandwich.
Who do you think you are, right? That
sandwich.
Crazy, right? So, we were watching an episode many months ago of this pizza shop in Denver.
Oh.
Called Pantaleon's. And it's like the only one that I've seen so far, honestly, that's still open because everything else is closed. So we're like, this time we're going to Denver, we're like, it's our chance to go. And so we like took an Uber like across town and we walk like 15 minutes to this place, right? And we get in and on Google Maps, it's like rated really highly, like 4.5, whatever. The outside looks exactly the same as in the show. We get in and it's takeout only. There's nothing else. And then the owner, like the guy from, it's there. And he was like, and then we ordered a pizza. And then we were talking to him while he was making the pizza. And like, he said he sold the restaurant. He just works there. And then afterwards he's going to retire and like work at a gun shop. Because he like, just like has guns, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, but then so it's fine, like I'm just sitting there like cool. He's just very grumpy, right?
He's grumpy,
yeah, because
but while he's making the pizza,
yeah, he's just grumpy, like he's just like a little, I don't know.
So he wasn't being friendly with you guys, or like, oh,
well, he was talking, so I guess that's a form of friendliness, but he was just like, that's just personality. He's like, oh, you guys saw the show, blah blah blah. Like,
okay, well,
you know,
okay.
But he was complaining and stuff, but then he started talking about guns, right? And then we're like, oh yeah, we're from Texas. So he started talking about more guns, and he showed us his gun behind the counter, and it was fully loaded. And I was like, okay, Pei-Pei, let's get out of here. That's an experience that I've never.
Oh my god!
Yeah. It was like, oh yeah, like this is my whatever, and then he pulled up a gun. I was like, oh, that's real. And he it's a revolver, and he opens like the part where all the bullets go in. And I was like, that is all the bullets that go into a revolver. And I was like, ah, thanks. And then we walked 20 minutes to find a park to sit down and eat the pizza.
Because was
the pizza
it a has sketchy to... part of town, you
no,
think?
No, it was also in the morning. So, like... so, like, for us, it wasn't scary. But he just, like, liked guns. He's like, oh, yeah, I have one. He's like, I'm going to get an AK-47. And I'm like, okay. And, like, I think he hunts, too. So, I guess that's fine. But I just felt a little odd that he was showing us the gun.
Yeah, no, that's odd.
And then we had to walk for 15 minutes to sit to find a place to sit to eat the pizza because the restaurant was a takeout only and we couldn't. There was no place to eat. And then we won and we sat down and we ate the pizza and realized we didn't get any cat napkins and there were no water nearby, so we have to walk another 10 minutes to go to a gas station.
How sad.
It was fine though. The weather was nice.
Was the pizza good?
It was good. It was really expensive.
What?
It was $30 for like a large pizza, but like it wasn't that big.
So you got scammed.
I guess so.
I got scammed.
What?
In New York.
What did
you? We bought the pizza. Oh no, we bought the hot dogs from the stand, and it was like $30.
For two hot dogs?
For two hot dogs.
Guys, that's crazy. New York out of all places. You could probably get one for 50 cents.
$30 for two hot dogs. Yeah,
that's a little crazy. Where were you? Actually, this doesn't even matter. Like, even if you're in like dead Manhattan, a hot dog is like $2. Where did you go?
Went to one of the... They had stands everywhere. They have stands everywhere. Hot dog stands everywhere. And that was $30. And what do we do? We paid the $30. What do you do? The guy is like, okay, it's gonna be $30. And I'm like, okay, here's my cash.
That's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Especially in New York, because I would imagine that's the cheapest place to get a hot dog, because there are like a bajillion stands.
That's what we thought too.
Did you guys get 99 cents pizza?
No. We got Joe's pizza. I couldn't find
literally any corner of the street.
We were walking.
Just go. I don't believe this, guys. I've been to New York many, many times.
I don't know. I couldn't. I didn't see.
Okay.
What?
I'm just thinking about all the times that you've been scammed. And like, because then you rent a car for like 3 days and it was like $800.
Yes. What's that about, Utah?
That's a little crazy.
No, it was Las Vegas.
That's crazy.
And it was the smallest car they had.
That's a bit, that's not normal. Read the documents, guys. Read the things, read the charges, because...
I think she upsold us. I think we got the insurance, and we didn't want the insurance, but she gave us the insurance.
You got the best insurance.
So nice. And then
that's how they get you.
I got, and then scam was happened.
I don't trust anybody now.
I don't think you've ever trusted anybody now, to be fair. That's just so for real. Yeah, she grew up on the streets of Nam, okay? Like, come on.
There's a reason for that, because if you trust them, that's what happens. That's what happens, man.
That's all I'm saying. Is that you are not a trusting person.
That's not true. Let's not get it twisted.
Strangers, you inherently, it's not immediately trust. It's immediately you're sketchy.
My mom is really like stranger danger. Well, not even stranger danger. She just doesn't. She's just very careful. She's very high alert. She's very, you know. So I've taken from that. Just read, you know. That's really, actually, like.
When you're having a conversation with someone, how do you read?
But don't sign when you have a conversation. Just look at it.
What I'm thinking of.
What are you talking about? Okay.
Getting scammed on the
street. Getting scammed?
That's
too hot. I'm sorry.
What would you say?
Give it back! I was like, oh, didn't realize it's that expensive. I don't have that much cash on me. Leave. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying, okay? Here's the thing, right? I think this is easier said than done, of course. But I really do think taking time and reading is, like, very hard, actually. Because... People operate on the assumption that they can rush you. So you make decisions that you don't want to make. But I'm going to say, no. I'm from the streets of Nam, right? Like, this is not going to apply to me, okay? My parents are business owners. I'm not... I'm also, like, the cheapest person you'll ever meet. That's not true. That's not exactly true. But I am pretty frugal. So... So I'm gonna read the charges, and I'm gonna ask about every single one of them if it doesn't make any sense. So 30 dollars for two hot dogs? Are you kidding me?
I didn't think I had an option. They're already in my hand. They're already in my hand.
That's fair.
And I was scared. And it was New York. That's true. And they looked a little scary.
I think that's true.
And so I was intimidated.
I think that's true. That's fair. But that's what they do, you know? Like they, I know. Like they're putting you in that position. Mm-hmm. So it's not like this happened by accident. You know?
No, yeah. They it definitely didn't happen by... Yeah, no, yeah.
Do you guys remember what we said a couple episodes ago? You're a prey or you're a predator, you know? Like, there's...
Prey. Certified prey. Certified snowflake. I will take that. I will take that. I don't find it as an insult. I'm very content with this and where I stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just scared, man. I'm just scared.
She's just saying.
I am just saying.
Yeah. Nah, well, you know.
It's fine, though. You know, if you haven't been scammed in New York, were you really ever in New York?
Is it common to get scammed in New York?
Well, it's just like big city mean people, you know?
Oh. I get scammed everywhere I go, so I wouldn't say it's particularly New York's fault. I won't put that on them. I'll put it on me. Yeah, fun stuff, guys.
This has been a really crazy one. This has been a crazy ride.
Sorry you had to listen to that.
Especially sorry that you listened to this right after Christmas. This is
maybe wait on this one. Oh,
no, just listen to it. Okay. on second thought.
Well, I'm saying that as it's the end of the episode, so they probably should have watched it by
that's
that
true.
Point. And then maybe so. Okay.
Do you know about the concept of Interstellar?
No.
So like the famous thing about it is like the theory of relativity of time.
Mm-hmm.
So time like is slower
in space
mm-hmm. in certain parts than here, right?
Mm.
So the one of like the main thing in the movie was that 1 hour pass on a planet, it's 7 years here.
What?
Mm-hmm.
So wait, say it again.
So if you spent an hour
up there
on one of the planets,
they go to planets in Interstellar.
Oh, it's Interstellar. Yeah. Well, they go to another galaxy, and then they went on to a like
what
different
I thought
planets. Yeah,
it was.
What do you think?
Since I have not seen,
that's fine.
I thought they were just in space.
Well, they were in space,
and then like, but I don't think I didn't think they went to another planet. I thought they were just like the whole thing was like them figuring out the spaceship in space and spaceship. I thought the whole set was on space.
No, it's basic planets.
Okay.
It's like very, very sci-fi. Like it's like many in the future where they like go through a black hole and they like do the whole thing. So 1 hour is 7 years.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, I already feel the tears coming. That's insane. I already know the plot.
Yeah, and like I was watching it. It was really good because the soundtrack and everything was good. Mm-hmm. So they were saying that Christopher Nolan, who's the director, so he directed mm-hmm. Oppenheimer mm-hmm. and like.
Many movies, I'm sure.
Saving Private Ryan. No, Dunkirk. Huh? Dunkirk.
What?
He directed some Inception. I think that's him. I don't know. Big movies.
If you know, you know.
So during one of the scenes when they were on the planet, when time was passing, right? Like the music was playing, like the theme, the Cornfield Chase was playing, and then there was a tick. So it's like every tick is actually like a day that goes by on Earth. So it's like how like so basically like they're doing whatever, but like he's basically not wasting, but that much time has passed, and he has kids on the Earth.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's tragic.
Okay. Good movie. Watch it. Okay, I guess we're ending here because I'm not even gonna try this. This has been really weird. That's okay.
Sometimes you have weird days, and this is one of them.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays.
Yeah.
Spend time with your friends and family.
Do all the things. Have a happy new year. And all that stuff.
Yeah.
Write some resolutions you have in the comments. Would love to know. Would love to read them.
Tell me what you think about planners. The Hop Dotties planner or whoever. What's it called?
Habanachi.
That. Pro or against a $40 planner that's this big?
I don't think I will get it. I don't think. I'm not going to get it. But I will get a planner. That is for sure.
Lesson be learned, consumerism, guys.
Anyway.
Bye.
Bye.